Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm so happy to welcome you to another time we can spend together on Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. And I'm so happy that you're here. I'm the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. And together, we're going to take a little time to just breathe and rest and refresh. You know, stories are a wonderful way for us to unwind and to know that we're not alone. That's why I love sharing some stories with you. And, you know, other than food for our bodies and, you know, water to sustain us and shelter, stories are a beautiful refuge for our souls. Stories really nurture and feed us because, like I said, it helps us realize we're not alone. And sometimes we don't really know how we're feeling or what we're wrestling over with. We just have a sense of unsettledness. But as we hear someone share their story, we can find ourselves in their story as well. And we feel a kinship. And so that's how I feel with you. What makes me feel so passionate about sharing stories with you. If you have a story to share with me as you've been listening to this podcast series, please, I would love to hear from you. Go ahead to my website at thebonniegray.com. You'll see a link for Ask Bonnie, and you can just share with me a story that maybe sparked in you as you've been listening to the podcast, something God has touched your heart with, or maybe you shared this podcast with a friend and it really encouraged them. It would really encourage me. It would really bless me as I continue to serve you and share these stories. It's just wonderful to hear from you. So please do that. I would love to hear from you. You can also hang out with me on social media. I love sharing stories from my life there as well on Facebook and Instagram. So you can go to @TheBonnieGray. Today, I want to share with you about the topic of how you feel matters to God. How you feel matters to God. Last time on episode 4, we were able to explore rest and what it means to give yourself TLC. And so that was really, really fun to start talking about this, opening this whole topic about rest. And so today we're going to talk about emotional rest, because a lot of our stress does come from just kind of holding and hiding our hearts, and our feelings are trapped inside of us. And we have to hold ourselves back because, you know, as we're going throughout our day and getting things done, maybe we don't have places or people readily available to us where we can say, you know what, I can just share what's going on inside. And so maybe we think, hey, later on, I can share. But, you know, sometimes we forget, right? We get so busy. And so I wanted to share a story with you. I take a walk. I was sharing that with you on episode 1, that I like to go for a walk. And, you know, I like to go after the kids have been dropped off from school. And I go on a trail. I have one that's nearby. And one thing that happened was, as I was so preoccupied walking up, you know, on the hill, on the trail, I was just talking to God about everything. And then I just felt, gosh, how come God's not answering my prayers? How come all these problems I've been pouring out, they don't seem to be getting better? They seem to be actually getting worse or more complicated. When I was walking back downhill, going back to my car, I suddenly noticed that there were these orange specks. And as I looked closer into the hillside, I saw that there were poppies. I live in California, so there's golden poppies that suddenly were everywhere. And I was like, gosh, I didn't notice that they were here before. What happened? Like, did I just not see them? Well, I found out later that I learned that poppies can close when it's cold. So when the environment is harsh, those poppies close up and you don't see them. But later on, by the time I finished my walk, it was warmer because early in the morning, the fog had lifted. And then once it was warmer, the petals opened up. And that's when I saw that the poppies were in bloom. So you and I are the same way. You know, when we hold and hide our feelings and we close up, you know, it's like part of us disappears and we are invisible. That invisible feeling can cause depressive feelings. It can cause feelings of anxiety or just maybe feeling unsettled or just, you know, not the way we would feel when we feel alive and really present. Sometimes we don't know why, because we might analyze our day and think, well, everything's going fine. There's nothing wrong. But the way God made you and I, the way God made us is that He made us with a soul that has feelings, that has emotions as we experience and walk through life and journey through our day, whether there's conversations or if you're a parent, you know, that's hard, hard heart work, isn't it? Bringing children up and guiding them. And if we're at work, if we're single, there is hard work to navigate relationships and friendships and trying to decide, you know, how to spend time between work and ministry and your personal interests. So all of this, God's created us and we need to express our feelings, and it matters to God. It matters to God, just like that poppy, that you can still blossom once you are able to experience God's care and God's comfort. So today's verse is from Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13. So we can rest in this verse. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. So this whole idea of comfort, I just wanted to ask you, what helps you to experience God's comfort? And what is it? Maybe do you have a first memory of feeling comfort? What is it that gives you comfort? When you feel too stressed, right? What can help you breathe is comfort. Taking care of yourself with comfort. Richard Swenson in The Overload Syndrome, the book Overload Syndrome, writes, "Chronic overloading is not a spiritual prerequisite for authentic Christianity. We can learn a lesson from Jesus. It's okay to have limits. It's okay not to be all things to all people, all the time, all by ourselves." So our feelings is actually a wonderful, healthy indicator to us. You know, just like a car has a dashboard and there's lights when the oil tank is low or, you know, engine oil needs to be replaced or maintenance needs to be performed. So our feelings are helpful for us to know something deeper needs to be filled and nurtured and taken care of. Sometimes we call certain emotions negative, when in fact, it's not so much negative. They're just telling us, just gently tapping us and telling us, hey, God is letting us know. He put it in us. Those feelings help us know we need care. We need comfort. So extend yourself the kindness and the comfort that you give so generously to others. You need to offer that to yourself. Ironically, the times we need most need God's comfort are the times we usually deprive ourselves of care. We tend to think, hey, if I just buckle down and just, you know, buckle down and then I'll just get through this. But in fact, we need that care, that comfort. And we might even feel selfish. You know, sometimes it feels hard to express our needs. Yet God says we can comfort others only with the comfort we first receive ourselves. In 2 Corinthians 1:4, we often just focus on that first part of the verse where we say, hey, we want to comfort others. But we forget the second part of the verse that says, we comfort others only with the comfort we first receive ourselves. So instead of stressing out more by maybe hiding how you're feeling, let God love you through
using opportunity to express how you're feeling. So our Soul Care Challenge, I love this Soul Care Challenge. It's one of my favorites, is to schedule coffee or tea. I know sometimes for those of us, is caffeine isn't really not a good thing. And some of us don't like particularly love coffee, right? I love coffee. I love cappuccino, but I've learned to love tea as well. So schedule tea time with a friend, but go to a coffee shop and talk about how you're feeling, not just what you're doing. So sometimes when we get together with certain friends, maybe there are certain friends that we tend to talk more about what we're doing. So I'm talking about what I call a soul friend. This is a friend where you can talk about how you're feeling, not just about what you're doing. Because friendship heals the soul. None of us can make it through this life alone. Life is imperfect. Even Jesus journeyed with trusted friends, right? So be vulnerable. Even Jesus needed friends during the time he was in Gethsemane, the hardest moment of his life, such a hard time for him. He still invited a small number, three friends, to be with him. It's healing to journey together. Now, let me tell you about this UCLA research. I love this one. We can feel better by verbalizing our negative emotions. Sometimes we think, okay, if I don't talk about it, then it'll go away. But a brain imaging study by UCLA psychologists revealed that simply putting words to our feelings reduces the level of emotional pain we experience. Participants, they did a study. They were asked to view images of people who were expressing emotions like anger and sadness. And as they were watching these people that are, you know, expressing anger and sadness, the researchers saw their brain activity in the amygdala. That's the area that triggers stress and anxiety in our nervous system. It fired up like crazy. But when people simply labeled their emotions that they observed just by naming it, it reduced the brain's emotional activity and it restored calm. Isn't that amazing? So just naming emotions, some of them you might call negative, especially those, it actually calms the brain. So don't hide your negative feelings to feel better, friend, or force yourself to move past them. Instead, talk about your feelings and you will curiously feel better. So remember, we had one show where I talked about the benefits of journaling, episode 3. Okay, so that's one way to talk about your feelings with God. But another way is with your friends. Okay, so schedule that coffee date. Don't wait until you feel better to find a friend. It's when you don't feel good that you need to reach out to a friend. So I love doing that. I have a practice once a week. I'm going to have coffee with a friend or dinner. So that's just something that I realized through my journey to heal from anxiety that I needed that. And previously, you know, I was really active in ministry. So a lot of times I had been the one to be there for others. And I love people. So I love listening to others. I love being there for them. But when I went through a time in my life where I was overwhelmed with my feelings of stress or anxiety or hard things were happening in my life, I found that it was very difficult for me to think of who I can, you know, really call and talk to and feel comfortable. So that really was a new journey for me. And I love it now. I love being able to find those friends and spend that time. It really, really picks me up. Sometimes if you don't feel like going out because you're under tough times or you're feeling tired, you may not feel like it, but has this ever happened to you? You kind of hold back on maybe wanting to go, but then once you go meet it with a friend, you're so glad you went, right? You're like, oh my gosh, that was just what I needed. So, you know, it's okay to not feel like it, but just know that it's good for you. And I hope that the study also gives you more ammo to help yourself to say, you know what, this will be good for me. I'll be happy I did it once I go. And so go ahead and text and contact your friends and
again, I'd love to hear about it. As you do these different soul care exercises, challenges, please let me know. I'd love to hear from you. And I want to send you links to these studies. You can get access to these different studies once you sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can sign up at TheBonnieGray.com. You'll see a subscribe button on my blog, on my website, and you'll be able to subscribe. Get a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul. I sat down and I picked out the top 40 ways that helped me to bring calm to my body, bring my spark back, spark joy through loving words of affirmation, and also through simple actions that I can take, the soul care tips to help me feel God's joy and peace in greater measure. So I love recommending people to read this book because this has really, really blessed my life. And I know that you will be blessed by it as well. So remember, when you feel stressed, to stress less and to breathe, remember to turn to God's comfort. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. Isaiah 66:13. Dear Jesus, draw near to me as I draw near to you. Just like the desert needs the rain, I need your comfort. I need your help. Give me courage to take care of myself the way you would if you were right here with me today. Thank you that I can turn to you for comfort. Amen. What are the situations where you need God's comfort? Share with Him, and He will hear. He will hear your heart, and He will be with you. So connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. I'm at The Bonnie Gray. And most importantly, remember that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are worth it. Just rest. Okay, I will see you next time. All right, talk to you then.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave because... That's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.